NPR's Elizabeth Arnold usually reports on such weighty issues as wildfires, endangered species, and battles over energy development in the West. Today, though, she shares a more personal story from Alaska.
Being a mom in Alaska has its moments, like strapping a headlamp on your kid in the winter so he can play outside in the dark after school. And in the summer, living in the land of the midnight sun means duct taping cardboard to the windows just so he can get to sleep. My son is in kindergarten. The rule at his school is no outside recess if it's colder than 6 below. Seriously, and that's Fahrenheit. Last week, being that it's spring, I volunteered to chaperone a field trip. We boarded a bus and headed down the road to the botanical gardens. I wondered what would be in bloom so soon, besides the rest of the United States. Sure enough, there wasn't much out, but the kids entertained themselves during a hasty picnic, finding moss and lichens under the crusted snow. We stashed the lunchboxes and took a hike. There were signs of moose everywhere. It's been a harsh winter here, so the moose had gnawed tree bark and browsed just about everything the botanical gardens had to offer, like ornamental cabbage. Moose droppings were the subject of the day, and a few kids even slipped some of the dried pellets into their bag of collectibles to be made into paper for an art project. When the real thing, a bull moose, appeared between us and the next interpretive sign, the kids all knew the rule: hug a tree, get behind anything, just so there's something between you and the moose. I started thinking what a great adventure it is to be a kid up here as we rounded the bend back to the picnic spot. And there, on top of the pile of lunch boxes, was a respectably large bear, mauling the leftover peanut butter sandwiches. He ambled off when he caught sight of us, but one boy was inconsolable. His sobs, however, weren't from fear, but because his Spider-Man lunchbox was in shreds. After a brief Q&A session on whether it was a brown or black bear, bear etiquette, what we'd done wrong, etc., we all headed to the bus stop. A pickup roared up the road and screeched to a halt. The man started to tell us, "There's a..." We know, we said, but we didn't know. Turns out, apparently, there was another bear just down the road. Boarding the bus, I heard a boy say, "That was my favorite part of the day." "Yeah," said his friend, "way better than, like, SpongeBob." Yeah, way. And if enduring seasonal extremes and the occasional bout of isolation is what it takes to get a kid to choose real life over TV, I'm all over it. Not that the school's going to ask me to chaperone anytime soon.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold.